ASP Homebrew Man, getting started. For people with 2.0 to 2.6 PSP, please go to www.hb-man.podomatic.com. And in my comments, there will be links to forums where they have posted how to get homebrew started on 2.0 to 2.6. Okay, first off, what you'll need to get homebrew started is a PSP, and you'll need to know what your firmware is on that PSP. To do this, go to Settings, and scroll down to System Settings. Click on that, then next scroll down to System Info. Click on that, and that will tell you your system firmware, what you have. If your firmware is 2.01 to a 2.60, you will need Grand Theft Auto Liberty's Stories to run Homebrew. You'll need a computer and a USB cord. Okay, so that's everything you need to get Homebrew running, other than the actual Homebrew. For getting Homebrew, I recommend going to PSPupdates.com and downloading a Homebrew game you would like to try. Okay, once you have a Homebrew game for a 1.0 PSP, you would take the Homebrew game folder and put it in the game folder under PSP game. And for 1.5 PSP, you would take two folders, one with one name and one with the same name but with the percent sign at the end, and put that in your game folder. That's basically it. So now what you would do on your PSP is go to the icon under the UMD icon, click on that, and for 1.5 PSP, there will be two icons. One is corrupt and one isn't. Don't delete those. Click on the one that isn't, and that will start the game. For 1.00, there will only be one icon, which makes it much easier. You just click on that, and the homebrew game will start. If you have any problems or anything, please read the comment, www.hb-man.podomatic.com, or please email me at hbman@gmail.com, and I'll talk to you guys later in my first episode coming out shortly. Later, guys. It's the Airbus, the Y-Bus, delivers from the ramp. It's the Airbus, the Y-Bus.